The Dark Dream, written by Kay Dobby and read by Casey Withers. She was alone in a clearing, and the dark forest was all around her, like a great soundless wave. And she was frightened. But even as the fear beat at her, she knew, as if it had all happened to her before, that there were people searching for her. And if she stayed here in the clearing, if she stayed quite still in the darkness, she would be found. The wind made the treetops billow like sails at sea. She breathed in the sharp scent of pine and tilted her head far back, gazing up. The moon was directly above her, floating in a deep blue sky. It seemed benevolent, a watchful friend. She sensed movements and sounds out in the darkness, voices calling her name. Burning torches flared through the thick branches. They were looking for her. She heard her own voice calling back. She stretched her hands out towards the darkness, and her fingers sank into it, soft and horrible, like mud. From somewhere outside the dream, she recognized that it really was mud. The awful feel of it forced her into consciousness. She opened her eyes. There was a throbbing pain in her head, and her vision was cloudy, but she saw enough to know it wasn't nighttime, and she wasn't in a pine forest. She was lying on her stomach, her head lower than her feet, and only inches from where water lapped. The mud was under her cheek, too, warm against her skin. She could smell it, musty and faintly rotten with dead vegetation. The thought brought her jerkily to her knees, scrabbling backwards despite the shivers of nausea and the drumming in her head. Low, scrubby bush covered the slight slope that ran up from the water, but a spindly sapling had raised its head above the rest. She grabbed it and used it to pull herself to her feet. Looking back, she realized she was by a sort of lagoon, or worse, a swamp. The water lay still and sullen, and there was no sound apart from her own breathing. As in the dream, she was all alone. The light has gone strange, she thought fuzzily, and then realized the sun, low on the western horizon, had begun to set. The green of the trees had become greener, the brown of the mud browner, and the water was now shadowy and secret. She shuddered and put her hand to her head. Her hair was stuck down on one side with mud, and when she tried to free it, she felt a large lump on her scalp. Pain shot through her in sickening waves. Had she fallen over? Or had she been hit? A sudden sharp memory of hurt and terror gone as swiftly. It was only then, as she tried to recall the thought, that she realized everything was gone. Everything. The shock of it froze her. Everything that had been and was and would be, all gone. It was as if her life was a blackboard and someone had come and washed it clean. She was nothing. She was newborn. She had come to life here by the water, in the mud.